This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Before we get into AMI at the movies, let's have a look at the trailer for the comedic drama Limbo, directed by Ben Chirac.
I want to introduce our new flatmate.
Two men share a tiny room with a chicken. They go to work at a fishery.
A funny thing happened to Omar on his way to freedom.
Hey, you one of the refugees?
Yes.
Fate took a detour.
What's your name, pal?
A car stops.
Omar.
Right, Omar. Don't pull up rape anyone, right?
Four teenagers stare.
Okay.
Do you want to lift back up to town, pal?
Now he's stuck in limbo.
What would you do if they let you stay?
I would like to wear suit and work in office.
I was taking a chance to make life better.
I want to play for Chelsea Football Club.
A group of refugees work and socialize together.
One wrong step and they would deport us.
You ever think about who you were before all of this?
I cannot be myself back home.
Omar plays an oud.
Is the real
very famous?
Maybe a little.
Maybe I could be your agent.
Like Tom Cruise with Jerry Maguire.
Our entertainment critic, Michael McNeely, joins us now by Skype in Kingston, Ontario, to share his review of the film. Hey, good morning, Michael.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you once again. I think the preview gave us a little glimpse there, Michael, but what's Limbo about?
Well, I think Limbo is really all about the state of not knowing what's happening to you when you're a refugee. So, we have the main character, his name is Omar, and he is a famous musician in Syria. But as we all know, that Syria is no longer a safe place to live, so he and his family have traveled away from Syria to try and find a better life. But he, Omar specifically, claimed refugee status, or claimed asylum, and he has been relocated to Scotland, away from the rest of his family, who are located in Turkey, and his brother is still in Syria. So I think ultimately the story is about Omar's experiences in Scotland and his hopes of reuniting with his family.
Amir El-Asmari is the actor who plays Omar. What can you tell us about Amir El-Asmari?
I can tell you that he's been doing quite well for himself. Lately, he's been in Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. He's also been in a Netflix original series called The One, which I'm really interested in checking out after I was really impressed with his performance in this film. And he's also been in Jack Ryan as well on Amazon Prime.
That is quite the IMDb page right there. How was his performance in this one?
I have to say that I was really struck by it. I think he was able to display the right amount of soul and sadness, as well as confusion and frustration. But there's also a few funny moments in this film, and he was able to just go with those. Because, for example, his friend Farhad, who loves Freddie Mercury, and he wants to be the next Freddie Mercury. And so, most of the time, Omar is just looking at Farhad and going, "What the heck are you doing?" And it turns out that Farhad has a pet chicken. And I don't know if I'm really doing it justice, but I think it's just the absurdity that happens on the Scottish island, and you just need to war with the punches in order to survive, because if you're not laughing, you're crying. So I think that's really the situation that Masway is able to perform well in.
Were there any other acting performances that stood out to you in this film?
Yes, I will mention Farhad again. and it's played by the cash by Enzo Farhad, is from Afghanistan. And in this film, he looks a bit like Ted Lasso, as well as Freddie Mercury. He's trying to get that moustache going. And as I mentioned before, he has a pet chicken, which is amazingly trained. And Farhad just wants to support Omar in everything that Omar wants to accomplish.
And what did you appreciate about Limbo?
I think I appreciated the fact that Limbo was able to allow me to sense a time and a mood and a place. When you look at this film, when you watch this film, you become aware of the Scottish land and the isolation that is present there. And in fact, the environment makes you feel like you are in limbo, quite literally. And I appreciated how the film was able to make me relate to refugees and to asylum seekers that potentially I don't know a lot about, and I'm able to connect to their experiences.
There's no such thing as a perfect movie, although that could be a whole different segment if we really want to get into it. But Michael, what do you think could have been improved about Limbo?
I think ultimately I was left guessing with a few plot points towards the end, and I would like to have some closure with regards to those plot points. For example, I was not clear on what happened to two refugees halfway through the film. And I kind of wish that I was given that closure. But then again, I also appreciate that as a refugee, you may not know what happened to other people that you associate with. So I do get what the filmmaker is doing there.
So here comes the big question, Michael. What would you score the film out of 10?
Well, I think you have set the stage for us, Dave. I think you said that there's no such thing as a perfect film. So I'm just going to try and get as close to perfect as I can. So I'll give it 9.9 out of 10.
Oh, my goodness.
But listen, let me justify my score a little bit. I can't do this film justice. It's like Wes Anderson meets the refugee crisis. It's as if you expect the absurdity of the situation that Omar is in. Well, his best friend has a pet chicken, and where nobody knows what the heck is happening. You have these arguments that happen between the refugee claimants on Scotland, on the Scottish island, and whenever they're tired of arguing, they say, "I hope you get deported." But you know they don't mean that. Mm. And ultimately, one of the best conversations in this film is about whether or not Ross cheated on Rachel during a break. I mean, literally, it's showing you that these refugees are watching entertainment and they're trying to understand what's going on in the rest of the world, and they're having big philosophical conversations about whether or not Ross cheated on Rachel. And by the way, Ross did cheat on Rachel, and he did a lot worse.
Yes, we can have all kinds of conversations about Ross Geller and Friends moving forward, but we don't have time today for that, Michael. Maybe a different segment. But, Michael, while we're talking about the refugee experience, what are some other movies that focus on immigration that you would recommend?
I think it's not a refugee movie, but I would recommend In America with Samantha Morton, I believe, in one of her first stronger performances. And it's just the story of an Irish family relocating to Brooklyn and discovering all the different cultural elements that are at play there. And I think it was just really quite a successful movie, in my opinion, because it showed how hard it is to start from the ground up.
Mm. Well, Michael, we really appreciate you taking the time for us today and putting this movie on our radar. I'll confess, I did not know about it until you brought this one to us, and it's one that I'll probably end up watching this weekend because it looks great. So thank you so much for your expertise. Thank you so much for your perspective, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, for sure, and take care.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.